Recording. It's been a week. It's been a week. Getting books up on Amazon.com. And I'm starting this little premium podcast sort of dealio. Oh my goodness. Look at this flash of light that's up in the screen. We can't have that. I've got to move myself over. So, you know, I've got to just... Okay, there. Fixed. All better. You see how easy that was? Let's see. What's next on the list of things to do in blank paper that doesn't have... The bagpipe chanter. No, I played the bagpipe chanter over in the pilot run of the subscription media, whatever it's called, the Patreon subscription thing. Well, it's free, but I'm gonna start doing all kinds of fun stuff over there. No, books on Amazon.com, jessesteele.com. Look for the books. Look for links for the books. More books are coming. I'd love to get 5 more out this week in paper. Yeah, like, normally they're free in Smashwords. They are now available on Amazon.com. Lots of details, sneak peeks, but that's in the paid Goofy Uncut, the Uncut Paid podcast that you gotta get. That's a Patreon thing. But it's in the Amazon store. And we've got 8 books that can be purchased in print, like Amazon's print on demand. I'm so happy about that. You know, I've been thinking about this problem. I want to say this first, because we're still getting this information out there. Anything in these podcasts, you can cut me out and put me in other videos. And you don't owe any credit or mention or nothing. It's just free. And that's something that I do. I wanted to remind you of that. That's the deal with the green screen behind me. That's to help content creators. Something's been coming up. And that is snippy people. Snippy, 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 snippy. There was an organization that I was emailing. And I run my own email servers. Now, I'm still figuring out how to make email perfect. And so every once in a while, one of my domains gets snagged on Google as spam. Just because, what? You're not sending email from Microsoft or Yahoo or Gmail? Well, you must be spam then. Everybody uses our Gmail service. You're not Gmail, so you must be spam. I think that stuff's kind of going on, maybe. I wonder. So I have to work and figure out ways to get around the spam filters and security is great and all, but it's a question. It's a question. I run my own. I call them Hillary mail servers to, you know, jokingly to describe it, but I'm not marketing it. Is that I'm not marketing? I don't want to attract the machine. But anyhow, email is a thing that I do. And so I was emailing someone in an organization. And this person, I sent them a message. I said, I responded to your last email and you didn't respond. Did you receive it? Well, I always get every email. If you use the web form, it'll go to this email. You can respond to your email at this email address, or you can use the web form and send me an email that way. It's all the same. It all goes that way. I get all of it. I get all the email. I don't know what this missing email thing's about. I don't really know what you're talking about. I get all the email. Of course I got it. And I'm like, well, then I didn't say this, but I'm like, well, why didn't you respond? I just sent you these emails and you're of coursing me, but you didn't respond to the last emails. And this person, I didn't tell the person because I don't want to interfere in another administration. No, hold on. When I talk about not interfering in another administration, I'm not talking about always kissing every godfather's hand. That's not what I'm talking about. I understand administration. I understand order in the ranks. And I understand that I'm in this group and I've got very good, wonderful friends in another group. And they've got their own rules and their own culture that they're trying to follow. And that person probably is learning stuff, has mentors and supervisors kind of helping them get better. And they don't need me throwing more stuff on them. I've known that for many years. I've understood that all my life. I have respect for order in the ranks in my own group, whatever I'm with, and another team, another group, they've got order in their ranks. I've always understood that. And I'm not talking about kissing everybody. You know, he's the leader. I'm going to respect the leader. I'm going to act like every pastor yanked Excalibur out of a stone to prove that God wants him to be. I don't go there. I just have a respect for order in the ranks in my organization and someone else's. The Bible says about this, do not judge another man's servant. Modern language might be, don't judge another team's player. Don't judge another company's employee. So I'm not going to throw wrenches into that. So I'm not going to pick this apart with that person. I'm not going to be mad either because we're all learning. I get that. I've always understood that. I get that. We're all learning. But this person doesn't know that I talk with their COO from time to time and that their COO understands this email question that I have. And their COO has been very respectful to me, very, very friendly, very good. And this lower lieutenant somewhere else is getting snippy with me when I ask a very mature, responsible question that big managers with a lot of responsibility know is a good, responsible question to be asking. Snippiness. Snippiness. It's interesting. I've also just recently run into snippiness with some other people. I sent a publisher, and I might do publishing with this company. I mean, now I don't need to do publishing because I've got my books on Amazon, including paper, including print-on-demand paper. So I don't need a publisher in order for people to get a paper copy of my books. And that's what I want. I'm not interested in lots and lots of money. If I want lots and lots of money, I'd do an advertising campaign, which maybe I should do, by the way, and promote the books that way. But I don't need to, you know, but the purpose of a publisher is to get the book in paper. Well, I can do that in print-on-demand. I don't know. I really don't know. But I was emailing a publisher and I said, I've got a lot of books. Which ones do you think you can market? Every publisher is different. Some people publish these types of books, fiction books, other publishers. Publishers, no, we don't know how to market that. Other people know that. We market these types of books. So I said, I've got a lot of different types of books. Which type do you want to market? And the person responded, snippy, it's not my job to read your manuscripts. You know which book is the best. You know which of your books is the best. Sorry, but it's actually not my skill to know what your group is good at. Snippiness. I've seen a lot of it. Be patient with it. Don't do it yourself. Look at that. It's time for me to get to the point. Almost everything is predictable, and for good reason. Some things don't change. If you understand those things, fewer things will catch you off guard. Those things that don't change are timeless principles. Usually, it is an indication of antisocial tendency when someone can't anticipate what consequences will follow certain choices and actions. If someone can't tell where their choices will lead, they may not understand timeless principles either. In this sense, everyone suffers from antisocial tendencies on some level. Learn wisdom, moral principles, timeless truths, and others pass. The more you understand history, the less the future will surprise you. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.